You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Kia ora, Desley. How are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel. I'm very well, thank you.
That is good to hear. It's been a busy old week. We've got the Mayor's, manifesto, you could call it, to talk about. Also a wee bit of water care stuff and then some nice things happening around Tamaki that are reasons to celebrate. But let's start with water care's statement for people living out in Murewai. So there's been some really low water pressure and some leaks found in pipes out there. It's been a bit of a rough year for people living in Murewai for a variety of reasons, and not the first time that they've had problems with water after the flooding we saw earlier in the year. What's the lie of the land at the moment? What are people being asked to do?
Well, the first thing is that as far as Murewai is concerned, they have water and they will continue to have water, and they haven't run out of water, right? We have a problem with our storage reservoir out there as a result of the flood damage, but we have been tankering in water there for some time. What happened was, it was being put into a temporary water storage place, and unfortunately that we found some leaks, quite a few leaks, actually mm-hmm. 9 leaks. But what we did to help with that is we just made the tankers come in early. So they arrived well before 4 a.m. in the morning, and they are the last ones in there at 11 p.m. So Murewai isn't at risk of running out of water. For a while there, we were saying just be a bit careful. We've had quite a bit of rain over the past few days, which has helped. Mm-hmm. But look, the bigger long-term problem there, Rachel, is to get a new water treatment plant out there up and running, and that will take some time. But the key message here is we do have water. We have always had water going into Murewai, and that won't change.
I'm sure that residents will be very relieved to hear that. But thinking about that long term problem, is there any timeline attached to that yet? Do you have any estimates, or does Water Care have any estimates that you've seen about how long it could take till there is a permanent solution for the residents out in Murewai?
Look, the information I have to date is that the treatment plant will be back up and running next month at the latest. But much of the more permanent repair work will take a lot more time and probably, not happen till over the summer months. But in the short term, the backup running plan is to have it up and going in October. Look, we might even get it earlier. They're working as hard as they can. But as I said, the key message here is Murewai will not run out of water. The tankers are there to supply water for those who need it.
Great news. Well, let's talk about Mayor Brown's manifesto for Auckland, which is the deal Auckland needs from the next government is the byline for this. Now, there's several points that have been, outlined that the Mayor sees as being the most crucial points, six sort of key areas. This is looking at things like partnership, housing, transport, infrastructure and water and the environment, plus also social and cultural and economic development. So what is the point of this document? What's the goal behind, putting this out, particularly a week before we start early voting on the election?
Well, I really think this is a great idea, because we all know, Auckland is really important to New Zealand, right? It's a third of the national population, about 40% of our economy, and interestingly enough, we have the country's largest rural population. You know, our region is the nation's economic and financial capital. It hosts the largest group of businesses and workers that support our primary export industries, including the largest workforce. We are home to some of our largest cultural institutions, etc. And as a result of our population, we're able to attract a number of international events, so it's great. But there is no other local authority in Australasia responsible for governing a third of the national population. Look, and so if you look at Australia in size and scope, Auckland is more like a state government, right? as opposed to just a local council. I mean, and our legislation is framed around that. And yet, in the likes of places like Australia, states receive about 45% of their revenue through transfers from the federal government or the national government. Why Auckland doesn't? We're down more to like 12%. So what we're saying here to the political parties is, look, this is us. We're big, we're different from every other council, and that's not our fault. You know, you pass this legislation, and we've got six really big key things we want you to focus on. What we are continuously frustrated about with central government is that they come out with plans and policies around the six things that we have in this manifesto, and they don't necessarily talk to us first or ask what our priorities are. It's sort of Wellington to New Zealand as opposed to a discussion with Auckland.
Is the idea of this to get that conversation kind of entrenched in some sort of legislation almost?
Well, it's not. It's more about some changes or some tweaks to legislation and behaviour and working together with central government that will make us both work better. I mean, you know, I mean, if you just take some of the little things, like, for example, you know, we can't even set our own parking fines. We can't, you know, they come out with this, you know, they come out with national policies. You take the MDRS, right, the 3x3. Yet we've now got places in Auckland where we don't want development to happen, and yet the sort of the tough legislation around those rules means that we can't pull out of areas which we now know are pretty much unsafe to build on as a result of that. So look, that's just two of a million sort of opportunities. And if you look at 100 MPs we've got down there, there are 72 electorates. There are about probably 23 in Auckland. And we need to have that conversation with the Auckland MPs. We need to help the rest of the MPs understand, you know, when they're not based in Auckland, how Auckland is different. Because I really don't know that everyone actually truly understands that.
I mean, this is an ongoing, I guess, conversation that Council, Auckland Council, has been having for a long time. Why now, or why specifically at this point, do you feel we might be able to have some conversation? Or are you feeling hopeful about this being something that could be, I guess, moved upon finally?
Well, I think timing is really key in this manifesto, because only once every 3 years do we have an opportunity to pitch something to political parties who want to be in government. And so what the mayor is saying here is, look, we're different, we're very vital to our nation's economy, please have a conversation with us, please involve us in your decision making, and don't do it on your own. And I mean, this is a way of, I mean, what should really happen here is every political party should feed back their thoughts and how they think they can match what Auckland wants to do, and why they should be the party that should be in government to help Auckland further grow and succeed.
How has this been met so far? Have you heard much back from any of the parties or anything from central government about this proposed deal?
Well, the mayor's the one that holds those relationships probably key. I mean, as per legislation, you know, it's his role to articulate the vision and work around central government with that. So, you know, we're having discussions. He has them regularly with the leaders of the political parties. But look, as a media outlet, I would love you to have a go as well, because I'm really interested myself. You know, this is important for us. And those of us who live in Tamaki Makaurau, you know, in this wonderful place we call home, you know, we want it to be better. You know, there's no other council in New Zealand that has a legislation that dictates what regional groups that need to be funded.
Well, this is a big, dense conversation, and excuse me, and I'm sure we'll come back to unpick it a little bit more in the coming weeks. But just before we let you go, Desley, I know that there is a bit of a Midtown celebration happening that you wanted to make sure people know about.
Oh, look, yes, I do. I mean, everyone loves a party, right? And the central city part of Tamaki Makaurau has had it tough with all the construction around CML. And they're funding this big mid-street party on Thursday night. And look, we all know of all the places in Auckland to get to, probably the CBD by public transport is the easiest. So it's on Thursday night, September the 28th, 6 to 9pm. There'll be different places in the part of Auckland that will be showcasing Elliot, Albert, Victoria Streets, Wellesley Street, Derby Street, Queen Street, and the historic Strand Arcade. There'll be a lot of giveaways, there'll be a lot of arts and culture, there'll be a lot of live music. From a heritage perspective, you can learn about the history of the Strand Arcade. We've got 75 vintage neon sites that will make Insta-famous photographs for you. and it will just be some heritage. They're going to have some jazz, some DJs, local musicians. It'll just be one great time to get out.
Sounds fun.
Holidays too. Bring the kids. Have a great time.
Excellent. Shake off some of those winter cobwebs. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Desley. We will talk to you again next week. I'm sure we'll have plenty more to get stuck into, particularly around the Mayor's Manifesto. But take care until then.
Thank you. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.